I saw this one video the other day, and it was on TikTok, and it was a video of this woman talking about rule of thirds. And she had a really hard time in her life that she just took time pursuing her career and took time doing something that she loved doing. And in her work, she found that she was in this rut. She found that she wasn't doing well. And someone said to her, well, that's okay. Rule of thirds. She's like, what do you mean? And he said, well, for a third of that, it can be going bad. For another third of that, it can be going great. And for another third of that, it can be plateaued. And you're just, it's mediocre. You're just trying to figure it all out. And so he was like, as long as you're unhappy or upset or things are only going bad for one third of the time, then I'd say you're doing all right. And I am currently in that one third where things aren't necessarily going where I think they're going. I'm at a point in my life where I just had an amazing past few months. And now I'm definitely not feeling as optimistic, as great, and as fulfilled as I used to. And that really brought me down. And it's been bringing me down for the last little bit. And since I saw this video, I thought, oh man, this is amazing. Because it's so true. There's so many times where we'll be going through something and that will come up. Like it'll just, something will ruin our day and everything crashes. And we're like, oh my God, why does this always happen? But it doesn't always happen. It really doesn't always happen. It happens a third of the time, hopefully. And to me, that's exactly the case. And lately I've been getting a lot of hate. I know, I'm just the poet who talks about mental health and advice and emotion, and I'm getting hate. I know, it's weird. I made a video on a poem. There was a trend called She's a 10 or He's a 10, but, and then you say something else. I'm sure you've seen it by now or seen my video because it got, oh man, I think 25 million views. So, plus on Instagram too. Yeah, it's been getting, it got some traction. And it also brought a lot of people to really hate on my page because they think that, like, the poem went like, she's a 10, but she's talking to 9 other guys, 8 of which, you know, she's just talking to because she's bored and wants to watch the time pass by. That's why she doesn't answer your 7 missed calls because 6 is already too many, blah, blah, blah. So a lot of people think that's like from personal experience, but they don't know that I just wrote it because it sounded good. So I'm getting a lot of just awful things, getting some death threats, just interesting stuff for sure. And normally that doesn't really affect me, but it's still going. The video just keeps getting millions and millions of views. And I've always been a creator that I really enjoy the exponential growth. I don't really like the growth that just spikes because you get people like that. You don't get true fans. You don't get true supporters. You get just people who either A, want to hate, or B, are just there for that short amount of time. And that's why I'm so thankful that all of you who are listening right now are here, and you've been here for a while, and I really do appreciate it. And so I've been going through this little rut, and I wasn't going to talk about it. I don't want to bring light to it because that only brings more hate, but I figured on the podcast, it's just us. So I think it's important. I just felt like it's good to get off my chest, and I also want to give some insight on how I've been handling it. So hate on the internet is definitely something that's really interesting because like there's no proper way to handle it. I think the best way to handle it is not to. not to handle it on the internet per se. Because I think once you do that, just bring more light to it. And so the way that I handle it is all offline. And so I just want to go over the things that I do to make me happy again. Because when I was already in this rut of like not feeling fulfilled by the content that I was creating, by things that I enjoy doing or my job or anything like that. And so then all this hate came in, and then that really affected me. And I know I sound really sad right now, and I woke up to some pretty nasty stuff. So I did some things to make me happy again and to make sure that I had a good day. Even though I'm a little down right now, I did have a great start to the day. But the one thing that I immediately do when something's making me upset, and this is obviously specifically for me, this is about like social media. I'm talking about a very specific thing, but you can apply this to anything in your life. If you have anything that's gotten you down in the past, you can apply this to that. But be sad for a little. You know, I think it's important to understand why we're feeling the way we do. There's so many people like, I don't want to talk about Andrew Tate, but there's so many like alpha people that are like, oh my God, you need to get better and go in the gym and just block out your feelings. And no, I'm not telling you that you need to cry either, or you need to have like the worst day of your life, or you need to, you know, do something drastic. I'm saying just, you know, be sad for a little. That's it. Just be a little sad, because I think it's important to feel the emotions that are going through our body and our brain so we can understand it. It's not even so that we can make people feel bad for us or feel bad for ourselves. It's, why do we feel down when we read this? Or why do we feel down when we do that? And I think that's, I mean, if you've listened to any interview that I've done ever, people always ask me like, what's the first step to anxiety or helping your anxiety? They usually ask, how do you cure your anxiety? And there's no cure. It's just about having to cope with it and live with it and making your best friend. But my first thing is always understanding it, is ask yourself why you're anxious. And the same thing I do. I do the same thing when I'm depressed or sad or somebody put me down, and I ask why. Why does this hurt so much? Why do I feel this way? And the only way to answer that why is if I actually feel the feeling. And I've gotten hate from so many people in my days, from creators that I don't know to ex-girlfriends' best friends that are all public online. And I have to handle all of that offline. And I just call people. Obviously, the strangers that I don't know, I can't call. But, you know, the exes and stuff, I remember they were, I was talking, I was being talked poorly of. And I just called them straight up. And I was like, why are you doing this? What benefit does this bring you? And they were just, they had nothing to say, and they felt bad, as I should, because bringing people down never makes anyone feel great afterwards. You might feel all powerful in that moment, but after, it's just going to come crashing down. It's not a good feeling, so don't do it, or at least know that it hurts, because one day it's going to happen to you. But when that does happen, you know, feeling a little sad is always good, because you can understand the emotion that you're actually going through. And you're feeling. So, you know, if a therapist is going to ask you what makes you feel this way, you can actually answer. Versus sitting there and being like, I don't know. And then getting nowhere. And the next thing you know, you just dropped $180 on a therapist that, you know, it didn't help. So I think it's super important to feel our feelings. And that's all I do. A lot of people think I'm like super sad. I'm like not a very sad dude. I'm a very happy-go-lucky guy. I'm always... you know, doing stuff with friends and always down to say yes and do things. But when I am down, I'm down. And I think that's okay. And I think it's okay for you too. I think it's valid. Just remember to get back up. So my first thing that what I do, and again, specifically for when I get like hate on the internet, is I stop consuming videos. But for you, that could be something else. So if you have a bad day, and you're really worried about, you know, your weight, let's say, maybe stop consuming, you know, fast food. Okay, this is a bad example because people are going to take this out of context. But what I'm saying here is, if you know that something's bad for you, the first thing to do, obviously, is stop doing it. And again, that's such easier said than done advice. But for me, and you can apply this anywhere in your daily life, actually, I can apply both things to my life right now. So social media, you know, a lot of hate on it. I turned it off. I stopped consuming videos, even if they were happy videos. I stopped consuming videos because I was going to get a notification and it was going to be something negative. And that actually led me to, you know, going to eat fast food because I was just like, I had a shit day. Honestly, I had a bad day. And I went to eat fast food, and immediately after, I regretted it. And so later on, I said, I need to stop consuming bad food because this is not helping my mood at all. You know, so this stopping, I guess, consumption of negative vibes in a whole is one of the first steps to do. I think it's after understanding why you're feeling the way that you are, so then you can actually, you know, prioritize what you need to do next. but negative consumption of anything. It sounds like I'm talking about alcohol or drugs, but I'm not. I'm talking about social media, our phones, friend groups, food, things that just make us feel bad, down, negative about ourselves. You know, you can do that 90% of the time, but the 10% of the time when you're sad, let's not do it, okay? It's tough. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. But I think the number one thing I want to get across on any of my podcast episodes is that you're human. I'm a human. We make mistakes. We fuck up. We correct ourselves. We mess up again after that. And then we think we're in a back to a good routine. And then we mess up again. And that's okay. Because these lives that we're living have ups and downs. They have twists and turns. They have hate. They have negativity. And who's fighting all the battles here? Us. You. One person. Me. And there's no way that you can expect somebody to do it all. You know, you see all these people on, you know, social media or TV or any celebrity, and you're like, oh my God, like, how are they always so fit, always so happy, always so this? They're not. They're not. If they're always so fit, they probably got Botox or liposuction. Or who knows what they're dealing with? Who knows? They could not be eating correctly, and then that makes them look super lean. They could be only working out and not prioritizing anything else in their life. There's so many things that we have to deal with. We're really amazing as humans that we deal with so much. Angelica, my girlfriend, she pointed out the other day, it's like, it's crazy how much humans have to eat and how we prioritize our food and how we're actually able to eat the amount of food that we need. And some people don't, obviously, and some people eat too much, obviously, but it's just truly amazing that we can like remind ourselves and then be able to eat that much. And I was like, that is very true. I always have this thing, and I think I've talked about it before, is like, I'm truly amazed how we don't die more often. I know there's a lot of death, but I always think about walking. Walking is such an easy task, but how many times is there a curb? If you live in the city, every block, there's a curb. Why don't we hit that and fall and crack our heads open and die? You know what I mean? I'm not asking you to go do it. I'm just asking you why. It's amazing. It's amazing how amazing that humans are. And that's such a simple task. But as a baby, obviously, you're tripping and falling everywhere.
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
I think it's just so interesting that, you know, people can go on these like 42-kilometer marathons, not trip, and use their body and their muscles and everything to provide them with strength and endurance to go so far. And so if you've had a down day, your body's not built for one day. Your body's built for, you know, your lifetime. And so don't let one day sacrifice your entire life. So the things that I do to make me happy are, you know, one can stop consuming videos or stop consuming the negativity that got me down in the first place. Be sad for a little bit. And the next is routine. Routine is super important, obviously. Oh my God, I sound like every single health and fitness guru there is. But routine is the most important thing that we have in our lives. There's so many of us that want to change, that want to do better. And we do it for one day, or we do it off and on. And I listened to Nick Bear. Nick Bear is he's also an influencer, and he's also a veteran and a veteran. How do people say it? Anyways, he's been in the military and he has his own like fitness company and supplement company, and he has a podcast, and it's all about like motivating you to, you know, be stronger and work out and do things that you're capable of doing. And one of his episodes, he talks about being occasionally great versus consistently good, and how consistently good is always better than occasionally great. Because consistently good creates a routine. And I think that really stuck with me. And the reason why is because we can have these great days, but why is it that there's always the negative one right around the corner? Like, it's immediately. Like, we have an amazing day. Say you had an amazing birthday. The next day it all hits you. It's kind of like you go out for a night drinking. And you're like, oh my God, this is the best I've ever felt. I'm having so much fun. I have no worries. And you get home, and the next day, you wake up on a toilet. And it's just awful. And I think it's because we overbalance ourselves to the point where we're leaning more towards just an overwhelming amount of excitement. That even though we're so happy, there's no way that we can get that same amount of dopamine the next day unless we do it all over again. But we can't, because we need a rest. And I thought that was just amazing to hear that, you know, I'm not the only one who's thinking that, you know, being good enough is enough. I think that's super amazing. And I remember like Casey Neistat always talked about it, because his videos were like imperfectly perfect. And he was like, don't sacrifice good enough for perfect. I believe that's a saying. Basically, he's saying if a video is good enough, go with it, because it's never going to be perfect. The next video could be perfect. The next video could be awful. This video that you posted now that you thought was perfect could turn out to be the worst video you've ever made. And back to routine, I just think it's something that we should implement into our daily lives. And there's so many stats and numbers and figures and books out there, but the number that sticks in my head is 22 days. It takes 22 days to create a habit. That could be wrong. I don't know. I heard it once and I stuck with it. And I keep in my head, if I do something for 22 days, I'm going to be able to do it forever, or as long as I want to. So I'm actually doing 75 hard, which is a mental fitness challenge. This is not an ad. It's a mental fitness challenge that is over the course of 75 days. And there's no alcohol. You stick to a diet. You read 10 pages. You drink 3 liters of water, and you work out twice every single day for 45 minutes. And I've been doing this is my third time doing it. So I've modified some stuff. I'm not as strict with it. Like, I have a wedding I have to go to, and I'm not going to be I have a wedding that's far away, and then I also have a bachelor party that's also far away. I'm not going to be like, oh my God, guys, I can't go out to celebrate because I'm going to go do my second workout for the day, or I'm going to be up all night peeing because I got to drink my water. You know, I'm still going to prioritize my health, and I'm going to make sure that, you know, I take care of myself, but I'm also going to have a little fun. And since doing the challenge 3 times, I think I owe it to myself to take a little break every now and then. But the reason why I love doing this challenge is because it creates routine for me. Everyone's always like, oh my God, how do you do that? Like, you're so lucky that you can prioritize your health and your fitness and you have time to work out. I would never be able to do that. I got to do this. And there's obviously there's an argument for this, but I believe the reason why I'm able to do what I do is because I prioritize it. And every reason that somebody lists as to why they can't do a challenge or take care of their health or do something that they think they want to do, I think it's an excuse. And at the end of the day, there's a lot of people who are going to hate me for that. Because, you know, obviously, well, it's not an excuse. I got to work. I got to put food on. I know. Don't worry, I hear you. But the reason why I'm saying it's an excuse is because it's not your priority. Because if it was your priority, you would prioritize it in your life. And so for me, I focus on my health. Because that's the one thing that I've always been able to do. I've always been able to run. I've always been able to play sports. I've always been able to bike, lift weights. And that's something that disconnects my mind from the reality. And that's something that I enjoy doing. It could be going out for a walk. It could be doing a hike. It could be running. It could be biking, lifting, whatever. I don't need to go to the gym. I don't even have a gym membership. So I'm not saying to do that. But for me, that's something that I implement into my daily life. And that's something that makes me really, really happy. And so routine is only ever going to be created if you prioritize it. If you make it a part of your daily life, and it's never going to work if you don't want it. Because if you don't want it and you're just doing it to do it, you will crash and burn. You will be, I'll wait until the next day. I'll do it tomorrow. Things that you want to place first in your life, they have to be first. Otherwise, they're always going to be on the back burner. And the last thing that I'll tell you that I do to make me happy every single day, and I know a lot of people might not agree with this, but there's three things. And I always tell all my friends, if they come up to me and they're like, I'm not feeling very good today, I always ask them, did you do this, this, and this? And these three things are exercise, eat, and drink. That's it. That's what I live off. That's how I prioritize my mental health, my physical health, my emotional health, my spiritual health, everything. Exercise, eat, and drink. And the fourth thing would be sleep. But I just know that if I exercise and I drink enough water and I eat enough food, my body's going to be tired and I'm going to be able to sleep, right? And then if I'm like, I'm having trouble eating, well, I'm probably not exercising enough, because if I exercise, then I'm going to want to eat. And then when I eat, I'm going to want to drink. And then I'm going to be able to sleep. And then if I'm like, I find I can't eat that much, right? Even if I'm exercising, well, it's probably because I'm not drinking enough water. So there's nothing in my stomach. So my stomach's not expanding at all. So I'm only able to consume a small amount of food. And I'm not a dietitian. I'm not a nutritionalist or anything like that. I don't know everything. This is just stuff that I've learned that works for me. But these are those three things are number one when it comes to making me very, very happy. If those things aren't prioritized on my list, I know I'm not going to have a good day. And when I write exercise, I'm not just talking about going for a walk. As somebody who is quite active, I go for a walk every day. I get my, 10 to 20,000 steps in every single day. When I write exercise, I really mean sweat. I find sweating really helps me release a lot of toxins in my skin and in my body. And a lot of negativity just pours out. I feel the negative droplets of sweat go to the ground when I work out and when I exercise. And this doesn't mean that, you got to go on this huge diet. You got to change your entire life. It's not changing life. Let me say that again. I want to say that properly. It is not changing your life if it. Fuck. It's not changing your life if it's your priority. There we go. If it's something that you love to do and it's something that you're super passionate about, if it's something that you go to bed thinking about, waking up thinking about, in the day thinking about, then it wouldn't be changing your life because you're already thinking about it. It's already consuming all of your day anyways. All of your brain's capacity is caught up on this one topic. Just do it. But if that's a negative topic, then what do? Well, you stop consuming it. You be sad for a little bit, and then you find your routine so that you can exercise, eat, and drink. It's kind of crazy how it all came full circle, eh? I didn't plan this. I didn't. Like I said, I had a tough day today. But even talking like this, talking to you guys, I'm sure you can hear my voice has changed. I've gotten louder. I've gotten more excited. I've got happier because I removed myself from the situation that was making me upset. I'm not consuming any of that content right now. And I'm talking to you, which is doing something that I absolutely love to do. And if you love this podcast, I'd really, really appreciate it if you can leave a high rating on whatever platform you're listening to. I think we're close to 2,000 ratings on Spotify, and it would be really amazing to hit that. I've always wanted to hit the 5,000, but that's a big jump. But if you're listening right now and you want to rate it, I'd really appreciate it. It really helps the podcast grow and allow me to do some fun stuff. And I just want to thank you for being here and thank you for all your support. Like I said, I'm in an emotional state right now, and it just means the world to me that there's a lot of people out there listening. And It's crazy that I'm heard. And I want you to know that you're heard as well. If you're ever in my DMs, I'm reading. Even if I can't respond to everything, I'm reading. I'm seeing. You're here. You're heard. You're seen. And I really do love you guys a lot. Thank you very much for everything. We have some new hoodies dropping soon, so stay tuned. We have a Stay You Lavender hoodie, which is already on our site right now, but I've decided to embroider it because I think it's way more beautiful. So that's coming out soon. And then we have the Leave Me Alone hoodie dropping on August 9th. September 9th. That's my bad. Scratch that. A lot of people have been asking for it. September 9th. Or if you're going to Playlist Live, I will be there. I'm on two panels. And I will have a booth. So if you want to come meet me, you can always come to our booth. It's a Stay You booth, which is my brand. You can come say hi. So I want to meet as many of you as possible and not just the ones that get a meetup. So I'll see you guys there. And okay.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.